Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. Supreme Court to address immigration. The court announced Tuesday that it will hear a case challenging President Barack Obama's plan to protect more than 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. The president's executive order also allows the illegals to work in the United States. The order is opposed by 26 states. The court said it would hear arguments in April and decide the case by late June. Libya's warring factions have agreed to create a unity government. Political chaos and factional fighting has engulfed the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. It remains unclear whether the agreement will draw wide enough support to end the fighting. There was no immediate reaction from the country's two rival legislatures. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is welcoming the lifting of international economic sanctions against his country. He says Iran must remain wary of the United States as curbs on Iran's nuclear program are fully imposed. Mr. Khamenei wrote Iran President Hassan Rouhani to congratulate him Tuesday on the implementation of the nuclear pact, but cited what he called the, quoting now, need to be vigilant about the deceit and treachery of arrogant countries, end of quote. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed al-Shabaab militants will pay a heavy price for the attack Friday that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers in southern Somalia. Speaking in a nationwide broadcast Tuesday, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya is unbowed. The flag-draped caskets of four Kenyan soldiers killed in Friday's attack arrived at Nairobi's Wilson Airport late Monday. This is VOA News. The United Nations says a new report that Iraq's war with Islamic State militants led to thousands of civilian deaths. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says that during the period from May to October of last year, nearly 4,000 civilians were killed and more than 7,000 wounded. About half of these deaths took place in the capital, Baghdad. UN monitors blame most of these deaths on Islamic State. It says victims include those perceived as being opposed to the terror group's ideology and rule, such as government civil servants, doctors and lawyers, journalists and tribal and religious leaders. It says women and children are subject to sexual violence, particularly in the form of sexual slavery. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders has announced Europe's migration policy has denounced, rather, Europe's migration policy of deterrence. They say the policy is a catastrophic failure that has endangered asylum seekers and created more business for smugglers. Aralee Pontu is a displacement specialist with the group.
More and more people resorting to smuggling routes and the services of smugglers to cross through the Balkans and stranding people behind borders without any assistance. So there was no consideration of these people's needs while enforcing border policies.
In its report called Obstacle Course to Europe, issued Tuesday, the organization said erecting razor wire fences, continuously changing administrative and registration procedures, and not providing adequate reception conditions in Italy and Greece made matters worse for more than a million people. After being released from Iran as part of a prisoner exchange, a group of Americans got to meet Monday with family and supporters. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian met with senior editors from his newspaper at the German hospital where he is recovering. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati met with family members and his congressman at the German hospital Monday. American pastor Saeed Abedini is also undergoing treatment at the hospital. Not much is known about a fourth American whose reasons for being in Iran are still unclear. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a suspected suicide blast Tuesday killed at least 12 people and wounded many more. A majority of the victims are said to be security forces. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its global economic growth forecast for 2016, citing risks to emerging markets due to a slowing Chinese economy. The Washington-based fund said Tuesday it believes the world economy will grow 3.4% in 2016 and 3.6% in 2017. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.